Louisiana Economic Secretary Stephen Morey expressed confidence in several area projects as he visited Monroe today. Morey, in his second update tour across the state this year, noted that some interest in the former International Paper Mill in Bastrop has delayed the company's plan to deconstruct the facility.
IP, at the request of the governor, has agreed to actually extend for another roughly 90 days, to wait essentially for another 90 days until they actually continue that decommissioning process, to give us time to evaluate and to give the company time to evaluate those two potential options.
The pending V Vehicle Car Company federal loan application remains a priority of the Economic Development Office. Morey says though the bar was raised on application guidelines by the Department of Energy, the DOE gave specific guidance for V Vehicle in the reapplication process.
They did encourage the company to reapply. Fortunately, they provided very specific guidance to the company about the specific areas that they wanted the company to address in the reapplication. They have addressed those, and we expect to hear a final decision from the DOE within the next few months.
The LED's Blue Ocean Target Industry Plan for next year includes attracting pharmaceutical businesses to Louisiana. The plan identifies the next great growth industries for the state. Morey says relocation is gaining consideration due to economic factors where some are currently located.
A good number of those companies are really trying to get out of high-cost areas like the Northeast. We believe that North Louisiana is going to be one of the locations of choice for pharmaceutical industry growth. The pharmacy school here is a big asset in that regard.
He says some development has already occurred with Ready Laboratories purchasing the former BASF facility for production. Morey feels bringing target industry business to the state is an important plan for next year, as uncertainty of the state's budget could affect in-state development options.